Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Sound familiar? No? Doesn't sound familiar? Good. Well, not so good. I was here 2 weeks ago. Sunday morning 2 weeks ago. Remember that? Kind of it's foggy, isn't it? Well, I hope to dissipate the fog a little bit tonight. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, I praise you. I thank you for your word. And I thank you for bringing us to the book of Galatians tonight to remind us why we're here. Father, I pray that you'll speak to us through your word now. Open hearts, open eyes, open ears, that we may know you and understand your desire for us. Lord, may we be faithful. Give us strength to stand. Give us the heart to be consistent. And equip us, Lord, to serve you faithfully every day that you give us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. How many of you are tired? Do you ever get into the mood where you just say, man, I'm tired. Just tired. You ever get there? You don't know what you're tired of. You're just tired. It's easy that way to get in that mindset. As a matter of fact, I can speak from experience, and I've caught myself driving down the road thinking, man, I'm tired. And then I wake myself up thinking, tired of what? Tired of what? I think Satan plants that seed. He does in me every once in a while. Just to bring me down. And in this text that we read, do not grow weary. The idea there is not just to be tired. I mean, if we're tired, we can go home, take a nap, feel better, right? It's not just to be tired. It's to not lose heart. Do not become discouraged. Do not back off of your stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it carries the idea of coming to that point where you're tired, and because you're tired, you say, I just quit. I just quit. I've had enough. I don't want to do anymore. I just quit. Let me tell you something. You can't afford to do that. You cannot afford to do that. All right? And I'll give you some more insight. As long as you're on this earth, you will never get finished sowing. Okay? It's about sowing and reaping. And if you ever think, you know, well, one of these days I'll come to that point where I don't have to serve anymore. No, you won't. Do you realize even when you get to heaven, you're going to serve, right? You may not be tired when you get to heaven, but you're still going to serve. We have the mentality in the United States of America, this is our thought process. You know, when we're young, we work hard and save our money so that when we grow old, that money we put in the retirement plan over the ages or over the years, we get older and we start to live on that money and we just back off and quit work. Unfortunately, that kind of saturates our whole mentality. And I don't know how many times in church I've heard older people. Of course, none of us are older, right? I've heard older people say, well, it's time for those young people to take over. No. No. God's not done with us. Do you realize there is no retirement plan for you on this earth as far as your service to the Lord's concerned? There is no retirement plan. There's no point where you come and you say, okay, it's time for me to sit back and relax. There's no retirement plan on earth. You realize there's no retirement plan in heaven. That's really good because I don't ever want to retire, to be honest with you. You're not going to get to heaven. Pull up a rocking chair and rock your way through eternity. It's not going to happen. Yeah. When you get to heaven, you're going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things that you've done in this body according to what you've done, whether good or bad, 2 Corinthians 5:10. Then after you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, then, you know, your award's not going to be that rocking chair. You know what you're going to do for eternity? I believe we're going to have jobs. I believe there's going to be things to do. I'll be honest with you. I do not want to sit on a cloud in heaven and strum my harp. Not that I'm against harp music, but no. I think God has better plans for us than that. Maybe Brother Dale could enjoy strumming a harp, making music. I don't, you know. He's more of a musician than I am. But you realize that's not our eternity, and that's not what we're to do here right now. God's not done with us. We cannot come to the point where we say, well, I'm tired, I just quit. No! No! If you wonder about heaven, in Revelation 21:24, you ever read that where it says, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor to it, and its gates shall not be shut by day or by night, and there shall be no night there. I'm sorry, shall not be shut all by day. There shall be no night, and they shall bring the glory of the nations into it. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but I know you're going to produce glory for the Lord Jesus Christ in your eternity. Why don't we do it here now? Don't quit, is what I'm saying. We're not finished. It's not harvest time. You know, in the text that we read, it says, in due season we shall reap. Read that again. In due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. You realize, and I've said this before in the beginning, you sow what you reap. If you don't sow anything, you don't reap anything, right? Right? Absolutely. We are here to sow. I remember. Well, I remember harvest season as a child. If you ever grew up on a farm, oh, it was a good season. See, that's what that word, when it says we shall reap in due season, you know what that word due season means? It means the appointed time. The appointed time. There's going to be a harvest. And we are not there yet. Okay? We're not there yet. As I said, I remember growing up during harvest season, you know, we'd look out there and we'd say, boy, it won't be long. Those rice fields are turning gold. They're getting that gold color. Looks pretty good. I think it may be harvest time. And then we'd go out there and we'd cut a sample. And we'd take a sample down to the grain dryer. And they would test it and they would tell us how much moisture was in that rice. And when the moisture, I don't even remember what the number was. It's been a long time ago, right? I don't remember what that number was. But when it hit that number, that meant we could harvest, you know? That meant, okay, it's time to get out there and get with it. More times than not, we'd cut that sample, take it to the grain dryer, and it says, nope, that's not it. Got to wait another week. Got to wait a few more days. Got to wait a little longer until that hits that just right number. Do you realize Jesus knows where we are in reference to the harvest? Do you realize that there is coming a harvest? You look out and we know that the fields are white or golden unto harvest, you know? We know that that day is coming. And we know we're near. Do you believe Jesus is coming back? Do you believe He's coming back soon? Luke chapter 21, verse 28. Now when we see these things happen, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draws near. We can see by the fields, the conditions of this world right now. We can see that that time is drawing near. This is no time to be tired. This is no time to quit. This is time to be fired up, excited, because we know that Jesus Christ is coming back. Oh, friends. What great wisdom Paul shares. when he says, don't grow weary in well-doing. You're doing good. If you don't believe that the signs are around, read Luke 21. You should hear wars and rumors of wars. Does that sound familiar? Do you realize the unrest that all the nations, it seems like the nations are just lining up for one big conflict. You know? And nation will rise against nation. Great earthquakes, famines, pestilence. You know what famines and pestilence are? People starving to death and getting sick. We've had a really sick time here lately. When you see these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads. Your redemption draws. Now, I want to tell you something. I am not discouraged because of the day that we live in. I am encouraged because I know that day when Jesus comes and calls His church out of this world, we're close. We've got to be close. That's why it's so vital that we take advantage of where we are. That verse 10, it says, for those, therefore, as we have opportunity. Opportunity. You know what that word opportunity is? It's appointed time. You have an appointed time. Do you realize? Right here, right now, God has appointed you this day. And He's appointed you this day. He's appointed you today. That you may sow, that there be a harvest. This is, and I guess my point to this whole message tonight is, beloved, this is our time. You've heard of football teams, and y'all know I'm a football fan. I like college football, you know. But I like those college coaches who get in that locker room and he'll fire them up. He'll say, boys, this is our time. This is our house. You don't let the enemy come in and beat us up in our house. And I like those pep talks those guys give. Well, I want to tell you, okay, this is our time. It's our job. It's the point of this appointed time is that we take everybody to heaven that we possibly can. Do not be weary. Do not be downhearted. That's why I've been after you all day. Smile. Smile. God is good. We have not lost this battle. Jesus is coming back and we're leaving when He does. You're not here by accident. This is your appointed time. But time is running out. We're this close. We're this close. I kind of get that idea of if you're going to do something, you better do it. Mentality. And I know, I can't tell you when Jesus is coming back. I cannot. Only God knows, right? But we are to be sign readers. We know we're close. And with that in mind, my challenge this week is to consider this. Is what I'm doing worth it? Okay? Is what I'm doing good? And is it worth it? Right? Is what I'm doing good? And is it worth it? Started 2 weeks ago. Y'all knew I was going to get to this, right? 2 weeks ago I challenged you. And that challenge was, let's go out and share the love of Jesus with people. Right? And in going out and sharing the love of Jesus, the point is we're sowing seeds. I want to tell you what, you may not can present the plan of salvation to the lady who checks you out at Walmart. You may not have the time, but you can sure let her know that God loves her. Give her a tract, you know. Everybody you come in contact with, you may not be able to share the Roman road with them, but you can show them that God cares for them. And beloved, if there's one thing we need in the world right now, it's for people to know that Jesus cares. There's a lot of hurting people out there. So, this week, right? I was going to do testimonies tonight. Testimonies of what God did. But like I said this morning, I think I only got three this week. Friends, I want to ask you, don't do it for me, do it for the Lord. Right? But I want to be in the future, I want to be able to share testimonies of what God has done in your life. And you want God to do things in your life, you got to sow. You've got to sow. I take you back to earlier in this chapter. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will reap. If you don't sow anything, you won't reap anything. If you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. I want a bumper crop, don't you? I don't think that's selfish. I mean, I want a crop. I remember growing up on the farm, I would ask my daddy, Dad, how many bushels to the acre did we get? Can you imagine in heaven when you stand before Jesus, judgment seat of Christ? You say, Lord, how many people came here because of me? How many people to the acre did we get, Lord? What was the harvest? There's coming a harvest. We have a lot of people in this church. Listen, friends, I don't want you to think that I'm browbeating you, because I'm not. That's not my intent. My intent is to encourage you. We have a lot of people serving in this church. Do a wonderful job. Keep it up. Keep it up. Don't be discouraged. Don't quit. We have a lot of people that are doing things out in the community. Keep it up. Don't be discouraged. Don't quit. And again, I ask you, be willing to email me, because your testimony of what God has done in your life will bless other people, all right, and encourage other people. Now, can you do that for me this week? Let's renew. What we need is consistency. Anybody can do almost anything one time. Can you do it consistently, week in and week out? Here's the plan. All right? The plan this month, sowing and reaping. Month of October. You know what the plan for November is? What's November? Thanksgiving. We're going to be looking for Thanksgiving for what God has done. Right? We're going to sow this month, and then we're going to give God glory and thanks for all He's done through the sowing of this month. Does it make sense? All right? But you got to sow. You got to sow. Look for those opportunities. Be intentional and share Jesus. Be intentional and bless others. Be intentional every day that you get out of the bed. Lord, this is the day You've made. I dedicate it to You, and I'm going to honor You by what I do. You may be here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I want to just offer you this in closing. Do you realize Jesus loves you? He loves you. And do you realize how hard you are to love? You know why you're hard to love? Because you're a sinner. You have transgressed God's law. You have done things that were specifically against Him. But God still loves you. And He proved that love by sending His Son to go to the cross of Calvary to take your punishment so that you could have eternal life. And He offers that love to you today by telling us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Friends, you're a prayer away from salvation. Up to you, right? Up to you. Tonight you can walk out of here looking forward to that great harvest day when Jesus appears in the clouds and says, come up here. I love Revelation 4 where John hears the voice. You remember what he says? Whatever. Come up here, brother. Come on. One of these days we're going to hear that voice. But if you're not a child of God, you're going to be left behind. You're going to be left behind. Friends, will you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight? If you're here and you know you are saved, listen, be encouraged. Be encouraged. We're not losing this battle. God has given us today. Let's serve Him today. If God gives us tomorrow, let's serve Him tomorrow. Let's be faithful, sowing, 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 day in and day out. don't be weary in doing good. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the day. Lord, thank you for this reminder tonight. That, Lord, we got to be consistent. Consistently sowing. Day after day. We realize, Lord, there's no retirement plan on this earth. There's no quitting point on this earth for serving you. Lord, we don't want to quit. We don't want to retire. Just pray that you build our fire, Lord. Give us a desire, a passion, Lord, for sowing. Caring about the lost souls. So much so that we present Jesus consistently to this world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.